Lauren Goodsmith is my guest, and she is project coordinator for the Intercultural Counseling Connection. Welcome to WBJC.
Thank you so much, Kati.
Would you give some background about the program?
The Intercultural Counseling Connection began with an Open Society Institute Baltimore Community Fellowship 7 years ago and has grown from there to be the only program in the state of Maryland that's dedicated to providing specialized mental health services at no cost. We also remain at this time the only program in the area that provides pro bono psychological evaluations in support of asylum cases. The Intercultural Counseling Connection is a program of Fusion Partnerships. They serve as our nonprofit fiscal sponsor, and many people may know of Fusion Partnerships as a major catalyst for social change and social justice programs throughout the greater Baltimore area.
What is the difference between forced migrants and refugees? Is there a difference?
We use the term forced migrants to describe anyone who has had to flee their home country because of violence or persecution. Technically speaking, refugees are people who have been identified before their arrival in the United States as those who can be resettled here officially, and there's an approval process that goes on, selection and approval that goes on overseas. Often they're individuals who have been living in refugee camps or other displaced settings. Asylum seekers, in contrast, are people who have often experienced extreme harm and trauma, including torture, targeted persecution, and violence from other sources, and have had to flee with no pre-approval process. They have simply had to flee their countries in order to save their lives. And they do not have the benefit of resettlement services or access to federal benefits or other resources that people who've been pre-identified as refugees officially have access to.
Where do these forced migrants, your clients, come from?
Syria, El Salvador, and the Democratic Republic of Congo. In calendar year 2019, the connection provided therapeutic care for 100 people from 29 different countries.
Mm. And how do they find you? Or how do you find them?
The Intercultural Counseling Connection receives referrals through different service programs from pro bono attorneys working with people who are seeking asylum, from medical providers, from colleague organizations, and also directly from individuals who have heard about us through word of mouth. We're also fortunate to be co-located with another wonderful nonprofit, Asylee Women Enterprise.
How are you funded?
All of our activities are supported through grant funding and individual donations. At this time, we do not receive any government support for our services.
It's moving to think about being at a grocery store, for instance, in a group of people. You're there shopping, and these people are with you, too. It sounds sort of weird, but they walk among us, or we walk among them.
Absolutely. And the burgeoning of grocery stores and businesses that offer the types of foods and materials and goods that people from many different countries are familiar with and welcome. They're evident all along Eastern Avenue, along Liberty Heights. And one of the things that we hold close and cherish is that this diversity and richness adds to the enrichment of all of our lives.
Are you ever looking for volunteers or anything like that?
Absolutely. We are always seeking caring, experienced mental health professionals, whether clinical licensed social workers, licensed professional counselors, psychologists, psychiatrists, who would be willing to see at least one client on a pro bono basis in a 12-month period.
How can people get more information?
Our website is www.interculturalcounseling.org, and there is information there about how to become involved, whether you are a mental health professional, a trained interpreter. We also welcome the support of graduate students in various clinical mental health fields. They can assist with our professional training workshops, which we provide for our participating mental health therapists.
Well, thank you very much for taking the time to speak with me today.
Thank you so much, Katie. I really appreciate it.